Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company.
Hello, hello, sports fans. Happy Friday. How are you doing? Ready for another weekend jam-packed with sport? I'll take that silence as an enthusiastic yes. Coming up on the show today, Sean Jackson is representing England in the 2021 Amputee Euros.
We've got the World Cup next year, so I'll be hoping to get into that squad.
This noise will be filling the air tomorrow. It's a motorbike, in case that wasn't clear. And of course, some of your favourite pundits are back in the studio to preview this weekend's football and hockey matches. The Mepster and Sam Spooner are here with me.
Eh? Fantastic!
Isn't it just? Yes, welcome to Friday Sport Preview on Friday the 17th of September. I hope you've had a lovely day so far. Thanks very much for choosing to spend some of your evening with me. I really appreciate it.
So lie down, relax, and let the sports commence.
Starting with football, a talented Isle of Man footballer has been showcasing his skills at a prestigious international tournament this month. 20-year-old Sean Jackson has been flying the Manx flag, representing the England squad in the 2021 Amputee Euros this week in Krakow, Poland. Sean spoke with Rob Pritchard earlier this week about how it feels being part of the international squad and also spoke of some of his hopes for the future.
A lot of pride, to be honest. I think I've always been proud of showing off that I'm Manx, and it was really special. A few days ago when I made my debut and seeing that flag was really good, and obviously having my family there made it even better. At my age, getting to go to Euros is amazing. So I think in terms of the future, it's just using it as experience, and obviously we've got the World Cup next year, so I'll be hoping to get into that squad.
Sean Jackson there. Big congratulations to him. Truly awesome stuff. Before we come to Tony Meppen with the rest of the football, though, we're going to look at some other sports first, starting with hockey, which is coming up for you after this incredibly short jingle.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Sam Spina, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Thank you very much.
Good. How was opening week last week for you?
Tiring, to be honest with you. I haven't felt that tired after a hockey match for a while.
Really?
First game back in nets for quite a while, and you can't sub off as a goalkeeper, really. So
you were a little bit nervous beforehand?
A little bit. I'm not anymore.
Because the game's ended.
Yeah, done and dusted. We'll see how I feel tomorrow.
Okay, so let's start in the Prem. So we've got Vikings B versus Backers A. They're getting the action underway at 11 o'clock. Then we have Backers B versus Valkyries B. Ramsey A take on Valkyries A. And then finally at 2 o'clock, Castletown Celts versus Vikings A. So let's just start at the beginning, shall we? Vikings B versus Backers A, what are you expecting?
I think this one should be a fairly easy Backers A win. Backers A won 9-2 against their own B team last week. Although it was 2-2 at half-time. But Backers A always have that extra gear they can step into, and I think that's going to be too much for Vikings B this week. Vikings B are on the wrong side of a 7-1 loss against Valkyries A, so yeah, I think Vikings B are going to be shipping a few goals this weekend.
At 12:30, we have Backers B versus Valkyries B.
Probably going to be one of the closest games of the weekend. I think Backers B are very, very strong defensively. It's proven with that, and proven with that 2-2 half-time score against their own first team. And they do have an attacking ability as well. You know, Matt Greenbank, depending on where he plays, if he plays up front, he'll always get you a goal a game. And if he's playing at the back, he'll be an absolute rock at the back. He just throws himself about. And a man of his age shouldn't be jumping about like he does, but he does it so, so well. And that Valkyries B team is a strong team. You've got some former Ireland players in that squad, probably one or two Ireland players as well, potentially. So I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Valkyries B will just come out on top.
Next up at 2 o'clock at Ramsey Grammar School, we have Ramsey A versus Valkyries A.
Yeah, and I think Valkyries A will win this one. Valkyries A had a really good opening weekend, 7-1 win against Vikings B. Ramsey A, on the other hand, they had a 4-1 loss against Vikings A. And despite that 4-1 loss, look, when I was watching the second half of that match against Vikings A, and Ramsey A did impress me. Their attacking intent was really impressive. They gave themselves opportunities to at least have a shot on goal if they weren't entirely accurate with their passing in the final third, but they were getting themselves into that position. Valkyries A, I think they're a very, very good prospect, and I think they're going to be just on the coattails of Vikings A and Backers A for that title challenge. So I think I expect the Westerners to win.
Also at 2 o'clock at Castle Rushen High School, we have Castletown Celts versus Vikings A.
Yeah, Stevie Ronan, Vikings men's player, has transferred back to Castletown from Mixed. And he's leading that team. Last week he scored both goals from penalty corners to earn the victory over Valkyries B. And Vikings A is going to be an entirely different prospect, don't it? Vikings A, if they play to their ability, they will win. Vikings, though, have been known in the past, especially in the men's teams, to lose their concentration at times. And they have drawn against Castletown Celts in the past. I can't say recent past because we haven't mixed for long enough, but I think the ladies in Vikings A especially are far too strong for the likes of Castletown Celts to overcome Vikings A. But I have been surprised before, and I can see a surprise happening again.
And just to let you know about those first two matches, where they are, Vikings B versus Backers A, that's at 11 o'clock at the NSC, and Backers B versus Valkyries B is at QE2 at 12:30. So moving on to Mixed Division 1, we have Backers Colts versus Castletown Southerners. They're on at 12:30. At 2 o'clock, Harlequins A take on Castletown Camogs at the NSC. Also at 2, Vikings C go up against Valkyries C at QE2. And 12:30, which has been put at the bottom of the list, is Ramsey Ravens versus Castletown Cushugs, and that's at Ramsey Grammar School. So, what are we looking out for?
I think that Backers Colts, Castletown Southerners is going to be a very interesting game. That Backers Colts side are really impressive. Kian Ledwidge and his name's Luca Pilato, two very, very, very good young players who really drove that Backers Colts side forward last week, despite the experience that Backers Colts has in their, you know, three or four more experienced players. Backers Colts did miss the likes of Peter Vernon Brown and Tim Lehman last week. Tim umpired that match and Peter Vernon Brown was coaching. But that's still a very, very strong Colts side, and having seen the way they play, I can see them beating Southerners. Southerners don't really have the pace that Colts do up front, but both sides are quite strong defensively. Phil Goddard at the back of Backers Colts, he's still immense.
Next up, we have Ramsey Ravens versus Castletown Cushugs. Like Sean Connery.
I think Ramsey Ravens is going to win this. This one's a bit of an unusual league. There's three Castletown teams in this league out of seven teams. So Cushugs is their fourth team. Ramsey Ravens being a second team, I think Ramsey have the strength and depth to overcome Castletown Cushugs this weekend.
Then we have Harlequins A versus another Castletown Camogs.
I think Harlequins A should overcome Camogs. Camogs, again, are the third team for Castletown. And Chris Cave said, if he scores a hat-trick, he'll buy his team the cakes.
It's true, I heard him say that.
he's guaranteed a lot of goals this weekend anyway.
Finally, in Division 1, we have Vikings C versus Valkyries C.
Big, big game. Valkyries C are my standout favourites for the title. Vikings C, that's the team I play in at the minute. And it's a strong side. No one's really played with each other before. You've got some of the lads from the Vikings D team last year, some of the girls from the Vikings second team last year as well, and a bit of a mixture from a couple of the other teams. So they're still getting used to playing with each other, but that Valkyries C team led with their front line led by Steph Cottier and Chris Thomas is unreal, and I can see them scoring a few goals tomorrow.
Fantastic stuff. And you will be back in the studio tomorrow with a special cup draw. So can you just tell me a little bit about that?
So yeah, we've got a cup plate and bowl draw this season for mixed hockey. Craig Killiot is going to be coming up to the studio. He's the Manx Hockey Fixtures Secretary. We might give you a bit of an intro on who he is, what he does, and where you can blame him for things going wrong.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to that.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much, Sam Spooner.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we don't have time to go through every single league, but you'll be able to find an extended interview with the great Sam Spooner online at manxradio.com on our sports page, where we go through all the fixtures that you'll be able to watch tomorrow.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
The machines will be inspected in Market Square outside the courthouse, and then, you know, they're put into an holding area, a part firme, ready for Saturday morning. The first bikes away will be 10 o'clock from outside the courthouse. But on Friday night, we've also got a photo exhibition and some old bikes of interest in the courthouse. So it's just to bring people out and they can have a look what it's all about.
The public can come along. It's free of charge, I would imagine.
Yeah, everything's free. We will have a couple of collection buckets there. Ramsey Rugby Club who are helping us out this weekend by the use of the clubhouse for the showers and toilet facilities in Murad Park. But obviously we can't use the clubhouse because of what happened. We're trying to raise money for them to get that clubhouse, you know, back in action again.
This has to be the biggest or the first major motorsport event to take place in the island since the COVID outbreak.
It must be, yeah. I don't think people realise, you know, the effort what really goes into getting a British Championship here. You know, it's not easy. We have obstacles in the way, but we try to overcome them. You know, the landowners are brilliant. You know, and everything's, you know, just come together.
In terms of people going out this weekend to go and see the action, anywhere you would recommend that would be really good for the public to go to?
Probably the best spot will be up at Ballygarrigan near the motocross track. In the sand dunes there, there's a test there. There's plenty of parking there. There'll be food available there. The Laugh also, but it's the access going up Druidale Road. If anybody's going up there, you know, they need to park properly so people can get past. They can park in the bottom car park and walk up the plantation. You know, they'll come across where the test is.
In terms of the star names of British Enduro, who's taking part this weekend?
Yeah, we've got a good entry. The championship field at the front. Tom Sager, who's leading the championship. Alex Walton, local rider David Knight, Dan Mundell, Charlie Cater. Yeah, there's some good riders in there.
How important is this event for motorsport in the Isle of Man?
We need more of this. These are big events and they are generating a lot of income into the Isle of Man coffers.
How many riders do you think are coming over to take part this weekend?
We've got an entry of 105, but also you've got all the service crew with them. We have a few spectators coming over to watch, you know. We have lost about 30 riders with the COVID restrictions, you know, with the double jab thing, but it's an healthy entry.
And would you say about four-fifths of that is from the United Kingdom or elsewhere?
Yeah, there's about, I think we've about 15 or 20 locals entered.
Dave Leach there, speaking to fellow Dave, Dave Moore, ahead of the first major motorsport event to take place in the Isle of Man since the beginning of the pandemic. So more than 100 competitors and their support crews have travelled to the island for rounds 5 and 6 of the British Enduro Championships, which are taking place tomorrow. The event is being organised by the Ramsey Motorcycle Club. Dave Leach is clerk of the course, and you can find out more information on that on the Manx Radio Sports page. Now, in the egg-shaped ball world, there's only one rugby match this weekend, and it's the Isle of Man versus the rest of the world, which sounds like it's going to be a tough one for the home side. But, oh wait, sorry, it's not the actual rest of the world. That would have been ridiculous. It is, in fact, part of a series of matches taking place at the clubs around the island where teams are made up of Manx-born players and they go up against the comeovers. So if you want to cheer or jeer from the sidelines, the action is happening at Portachie in Douglas tomorrow starting at 2 p.m.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
And we haven't yet kicked football to the curb, as Tony Meppin still has a lot to say. How are you, Tony?
Fine, thank you. I know you like me weather check. Just looked at out there, it's a little bit heavier than was forecast, but hopefully it's going to be okay. Tomorrow a little bit more coming in maybe, but showers. But the pitches are pretty dry, to be fair, and the pitches needed a bit of rain because I know there's a lot of clubs at the moment just waiting to put the final fertiliser on for the winter, and you can't at the moment because it's probably a bit too dry. So yeah, that'll help things out and hopefully a full programme. But as I've just indicated to you, Ree, we've got a game off tomorrow, which is in combination one, which is Russian against Union Mills. Apologies to Russian, we've only just got this news. We'll get in touch with them as soon as we're finished here. But Union Mills, one or two players short of the required number, so they're going to sit this one out, so the points will be awarded to Russian. So combination one, Russian v Union Mills, has gone due to Union Mills with that lack of players.
Okay, moving from Combi 1 to the Prem, let's just go through these fixtures. We've got Douglas High School Old Boys versus Laxey, then we've got Moran versus Ayr, Peel take on St George's, Ramsey Youth Centre Old Boys take on Douglas Royal, Union Mills will go head-to-head with Russian, and Corinthians will be versus Ramsey. So what are the standout matches to look out for tomorrow?
Well, the game that you're sending me to is Douglas High School All Boys against Laxey. Now, let's look at Laxey's performance last week, because I've got some meat to the bones now, and what a great performance by them. They were right up for it. Yes, there were one or two players there missing, but the players that were there just stepped up another gear. So fair play to Johnny Palmer, the manager, getting it out of the players, and fair play to the players as well, because, you know, you're playing against the champions, you want to beat them, and they not only beat them, they beat them in style, didn't they? So well done to them. And against Douglas High School Old Boys, even though they had a good performance first game of the season, quite a few goals conceded last week, so it points towards a Lexi win on that one. But sort of looking down the sort of table, the one that's sort of catching my eye is Peel against St George's. The reason why I say that, Peel have got one or two players back in tomorrow. Hopefully Reece Oates is going to play. Now, Reece hasn't played for, I think, close to 18 months, and he's still on rehab coming back, but hopefully the sort of work that he's had done on him by the physios and everything is making him stronger. He's played in the combination, looked good, and scored goals. So certainly in the first team, if he's even on the bench, what an asset he could be. But St George's, we're two games in, aren't we? And St George's still haven't played because, unfortunately, they were due to play St Mary's first game, and then it was a free week. So a bit of a problem for them there, but I'm pretty certain Johnny Myers has got them sorted, and he's certainly got it sorted in the transfer market, because they've just signed Stephen Priestnell, who's one of the most prolific goal scorers in Manx football. So that's going to make for an interesting game. I know you're looking at me to point to a winner, and I just wonder if St George's have got enough strength here to win this one, and that's why I'm just going to edge it towards Geordies.
Any other, if you had to pick one other standout match from the Prem for us to watch tomorrow, what would it be?
Well, I think, you know, Moran against Ayr, I expect Ayr to win that one. I think Rick Holden and Nick Hurt have had a great start. The players are looking good, they're looking sharp. They seem to have things organised. But I think there's a little bit of pressure on Corinthians against Ramsey. It's up at Bella Fletcher. A big defeat for them last week, so Blaine Slattery won't be happy with that one. And the boys underperform because there's still a good side there, even though the players that they're missing to FC Isle of Man. But Ramsey are flying. They're playing some good football, and Corinthians have really got to be on it tomorrow. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see how it goes. But the weather that we've had will help the pitches, so the football should be hopefully a little bit slicker.
In Div 2, we've got Castletown versus Jims, Douglas and District versus Braddon. That's at the Bull at 2 p.m. Foxdale take on Douglas Athletic. Malou will go against Michael. And we've also got Pullrose versus Governors Athletic. So what are we looking for in Div 2?
Well, Div 2, I think Malou are, in a lot of people's eyes, one of the favourites. I know Onken, I watched them last week and played really well, so we can't count them out. I think Foxdale have looked pretty good in the first two games of the season. But also there's a good battle going on. When you look at sort of some of the teams at the moment, Jims have made two really good signings. Andrew Birkett, one, and Glenn Walker, two. I think Glenn's still struggling with a bit of an injury, but he'll be back shortly. But Castletown are looking pretty strong. A bit more attack-minded now. They've got more goals in there. So hopefully that'll come together. D&D at the Bowl. These two clubs will love it down there. I know D&D have so impressed with playing at the Bowl. Fantastic facility. Even though Braddon got beat comfortably last week by Onken, I think Paul Ramsden's got enough quality there to mix it with that mid-table, lower-table part. So I don't think there's any panic stations there for Braddon. Foxdale against Douglas Athletic. I think Foxdale will be strong enough. And Paul Rose against Governors. Well, you know, you look at Governors last week, they only lost out by that one goal to Malou. So against Paul Rose, they'll fancy the chances. But it depends what team Paul Rose have got out.
Unfortunately, we don't have time to go through every fixture, but Toddy and I will make it up to you tomorrow on Saturday Sport. If your game hasn't been mentioned tonight, I do apologise, but we will preview them. Well, we won't preview them. We will look back at them tomorrow together.
Absolutely.
You're keen for that, Toddy?
Yeah, I am. And if, you know, clubs just remember that, you know, if you can, you know, text me or email me with the scores. Yes, coming into the radio is handy, but they're getting used now to coming into Paul Moran's programme. Paul's running a huge show. Mm. It's absolutely massive. Loads of screens. He has loads of screens in front of him to try and, you know, keep everything going, but he can't get everything. It's just too much. So if you can, just cover it by, you know, sort of texting me, emailing me, or just phoning through to Manx Radio to the newsroom, which is 682-630, and we'll try and give all the information we can. Let's see if we can get this one right, because the last 2 weeks we've struggled a little bit.
Third time's a charm. Thank you very much, Tony Meppen. And tomorrow we'll also go through the women's and masters matches as well. And a quick note to finish on, the indoor rowing championships are happening tomorrow up north. They're taking place at the Quayside Gym from 2 until 4 in the afternoon. So best of luck to all of you tomorrow. I'll be waiting patiently to be reunited with you on Saturday Sport Classified, where I'll have an interview for you with the Manx Kevin Costner, aka the Robin Hood, who comes from the American part of Nottingham. Rees-Mogg is on a recruitment drive to find more archers on the Isle of Man. I'll have some netball news for you, and of course, Meps and Spoons will be back with the latest results from football and hockey. So I'll see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock on our AM frequency. Until then, thanks for being here with me this past half hour. It's been sensational. Enjoy your Friday night.